All right. How you guys doing? You're tired. All right. You guys can, we're going to have you guys move forward in just a couple of minutes. I want you guys to, like, obviously not everybody's in home business or business like what we're going to be talking about. So we'll have you move up here in just a second. But let the folk, yeah, just come on up. It's 7:15, right?
Yes, sir.
They're not here. Right? Right, they suck, right? There's some front row seats. How many guys would like free fast track seats? Come on up here. All right. So you guys will have like a much better thing up here. Now, how are you guys doing? There we go. Okay, that's a little better. All right, I am super excited. Thank you guys so much for coming back tonight. This is an event that Danny has blessed us with some time, some stage time that we get to use to help home business entrepreneurs go out and make some money. How many of you guys have a home business of some kind? How many of you guys have a traditional business? How many of you guys don't have a business at all and you're like, what the heck's going on? That's okay, cool. We're going to be talking tonight about how to make $2,000 in 10 hours. How many of you guys would like to learn how to do that? Awesome. What if you could do that every month? What if you could do that every week? All right, we're going to show you a basic, very simple system that Danny used to do this exact thing. And we also really want to put a little bit of structure in your business. How many of you feel like your business is kind of running you a little bit? Wow, a lot of you. That's exciting. That's good. We're going to solve that problem tonight. We are going to give you some things that you can use no matter what your company is, what your system is, all that kind of thing. And I think you're going to really enjoy it and be able to put it to use right away. And the biggest thing it's going to allow you to do is duplicate. How many of you guys would like some people in your team that are better than you? Everybody raise your hand. There's nothing better than people passing you in your comp plan. I'll tell you why later. It's super awesome. So for those of you that I have not yet had the privilege to meet, my name is Brian Niederhaus. Thank you. I'm currently the director. Something, right? I send emails and do webinars. I'm the director of marketing for DannyJohnson.com, and I built SmarterNetworker.com, and super excited about what we're doing for the home business industry. This is an industry that I am really passionate about. I've spent a lot of years in this industry. I actually got to meet Danny Johnson about 23 years ago. I owned another business then. I owned a bicycle shop out in Northern California where I was raised, and out in the San Francisco Bay Area. And my family and I had got this idea that we wanted to start a bicycle shop. Cycling is a huge passion of mine, still is. I've been racing for over 35 years, and I absolutely love the sport. So we decided to take that passion and put it into a business. Anybody ever done this before? Any other? Okay. Us traditional business owners will commiserate here soon. So we got this big idea, right? We put our plan together. We spent hours and days planning our business, and we pulled up a bunch of money, and we invested about $250,000 to open the doors. Like, when we opened the doors the first day, we'd already spent $250,000. How many guys it took you less than that to get started in your home business? Okay, and how many guys know what I'm talking about? You've done something similar to a few of you guys. Okay, cool. So that's what we did. We got started. We had inventory and computers and staffing and a big space and all the improvements to the building and all this kind of stuff. And we were fired up. We opened the doors, and man, things took off fast. We had, like, business went really, really well our first year. Things were going awesome. Our business was growing. And as our business grew, we needed to do what? invest more money, right? And because you don't make any real profit early on, right? So we were still paying off our $250,000 in inventory and all these other things. And then the next year, we invested another $50,000 into the business. Second year, we grew the business a little bit, made it a bigger space, brought in some new people. Third and fourth year, same thing. And pretty soon, almost 5 years into this, we're having our annual meeting and we're looking at each other going, what are we doing? You know, we're working 80 to 100 hours a week. Our business is incredibly successful on the outside. We're doing well over $1 million a year in sales, but we're flat broke. Like, we're making $20,000 to $25,000 a year. Our employees are making more than us, and we've got all the risk, and we're just getting buried by the debt and the industry and everything. It was changing a lot. And we really didn't know where to go, what to do. Anybody hit that place in your business? That's where we were at. And our family, unfortunately, was getting torn apart by the stress. And it was really a tough time. And that's right about the time that this woman walks into my bicycle shop. And she was selling a nutritional product. And the bottom line was, no matter what she was selling, I was buying. Because some of you have heard this story, but she was seriously about the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. And it was a pretty easy close, right? So she got me started on this energy product, and it worked. Like, I had great results in this product. And, you know, I used it, and some of my friends were starting to ask me what was going on. My cycling performance was improving. My mood was improving. I wasn't drinking two huge pots of really black coffee every day, plus espresso at night and all this stuff. I mean, like, a lot of things started changing for me and improving. And my friends started asking me, what are you doing differently? And I just kept sending this woman these customers, right? And I finally got smart enough about a month into this, go, is there any way I can watch, or I mean, I can make some money at this? And she says, yeah, did you watch that VHS tape I gave you like a month ago? I mean, how many of you guys remember VHS tapes? Right? Just like the CDs, the DVDs, the videos, and all that stuff we use now, but I hadn't watched it. How many of you guys have had people not watch your stuff before? I was that guy, right? And she says, okay, cool, then tomorrow night you're gonna come with me. I'm like, you mean like a date? And she's like, no. I want to introduce you to a woman who is 24 years old and last year made over $1 million. And she has just done some amazing thing helping people make some extra money. And this may or may not be for you, but I'd love to have you take a look at what we're doing in case you know some people that want to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 part-time. I'm like, well, that would be me. And she said, great, well, come on down. And so I got to meet Danny Johnson that night. And that was a game changer for me. It really, you know, just to listen to her story. A couple of years before I met her, she was living in her car, as she shares. She was flat broke. And just 2 years later, she's a millionaire. And I'm like, man, if this woman can do it, she doesn't have any college education, she doesn't have any real business background, she doesn't have, you know, there's no reason she should be this successful. If she can do it, I can do it. And so at the end of the presentation, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'd like to get started in the business. She's like, you know, Brian, we'd love to have you get started, but we really just don't want any failures in our business. Like, Danny's saying this to me, right? And I'm like, wow, really? I was kind of blown away, you know. And what she says, though, is she says, it's not that we don't think you can do it, but you need to get some training first. And so she invited me to come down to First Steps of Success, which happened to be that weekend. And how many of this is your very first event? Wow, holy moly. Awesome. Good job. I'm excited. This is kind of like where I was at that weekend. I didn't have the money to get to that training. It was out of town. I had to drive and get a hotel room. And weekends were busy at the bike shop. So, to get my shift covered and do all that, it was hard. So I knew, though, if I didn't do something different, I was going to end up in the same exact place. How many of you guys ever felt that way? I mean, is that maybe why you're here? Yeah, right? So that's where I was at. And I got a chance to come to my first Steps to Success and listen for 2 days. Back then, there were 2 days or two very long days. Like, we go to 3, 4 in the morning sometimes. And it was incredible. But I learned how a millionaire thought. How many of you guys have kind of captured that Danny thinks a little different than you do sometimes, right? That was the big thing I walked away with. Like, she's going to make a decision differently than I would in this situation, right? And so I got to learn from her. I learned some skills that immediately helped me improve our bicycle business. We were able to, you know, do some things there that made some improvements. But most importantly, I got started in this home-based business now. Now, I was working, like I said, 80 hours a week. and I was also racing bicycles at a pretty competitive level. So I had zero free time. I had no idea how I was going to do this business, but I knew that I had to figure it out. How many of you guys are pretty strapped on time? All right, tonight's going to be perfect for you because this is going to show you how you can just take control of that. How many of you guys could find 5 hours every 2 weeks to do your business? Okay, that's kind of what I did. In my first month, I put in a total of about 10 hours. I literally had 15 minutes here, half an hour there, an hour over there, that kind of a thing, just pieced together whatever I could. And in that first 30 days, I made a little over $2,000. Some of you guys would like that, all right? And that was seriously some of the most important money I've ever made in my entire life, because it really showed me that there's something else I could do. It gave me hope. It's like there is an option out. There's a way out from my situation. At that point, almost $500,000 in debt, and really kind of at the end of our rope. And it was just super important money for me to earn that first check. And we went on. I wish I could say my first year was just a rocket ship to the top. It definitely was not. We had lots of ups and downs. How many of you guys are going through those ups and downs in your business right now, right? Some months great. Like we make $2,000 or $3,000 and the next month zero. Next month zero. Next month zero. Then make a couple $100, get us all kind of excited again, then bam, down. And then kind of like that all year long. You experience months like that or years like that, right? And the best thing, though, that I did that I didn't realize I was doing that was smart was I stayed plugged in. Every single time Danny did a conference call, we didn't have the internet back then, really, so we didn't have, like, webinars and that kind of stuff, but there was no Facebook groups, anything like that. So every time, but she did a conference call or live training, anything, I was there, and I tried to bring people with me. I just tried to stay in front of Danny Johnson as much as I could, and I just kept bringing people and putting them in front of Danny Johnson. And my first year, I made about $12,000. Which wasn't bad, right? It was a nice first year income. And the most important thing, though, that happened my first year was I learned how to do this business. That was my education year, right? And then the second year, doubled my income, about $25,000. It was also the year we decided to close down our bicycle shop, which was tough because that meant we had failed in a big, huge way. And we had all kinds of debt and kind of crazy. My parents came this close from losing their house. But we got through it as a family. And we're able to survive that. My third year is when things really totally exploded. That was the year that we started attracting people that were better than us, that they came in and they saw a system that was working. They saw young, enthusiastic people. We were all in our 20s and just excited. And we were all making money at that point, starting to make some money. And people would come in that were 40, 50, 60 years old, that were much older than us, than would see this, and they were just attracted to it. And they'd get started. And when they got started, they'd just plug into the same system, and then they would start making some money. They'd make the story of $2,000 in 10 hours. We probably duplicated that story, I'm not even joking, like 500 times. That was a common story in our business all the time. Can you imagine having a business where, like, every single time you did a presentation, 4 or 5 people or 10 people would stand up, yeah, I made $2,000 in my first 10 hours. People get started with that, right? And that's when our business really took off. We had a woman that got started who was an international flight attendant for United Airlines. And when I met her, she was a very good friend of my wife's. Oh, by the way, that was the year that I married that woman that came into my bicycle shop with that first product. Yes, thank you. That was 22 years ago on April 28th, so in about a week. We will have our 22nd anniversary, and we've got two amazing kids, 19 and 17 years old, and life has just been, other than that first year of marriage, awesome. Our first year of marriage sucked bad, but she was still beautiful, so it was okay. Except for a lot of stuff. Anyway, that's when our business, like this woman, her name was Carrie Russell. She's still a good friend of my wife. She actually, they were best friends in high school. They got in this big fight on their graduation vacation. They went to Hawaii and got in this big fight in Hawaii and they didn't talk to each other for 10 years. And then at their 10-year high school reunion, they like, why haven't we talked to each other for 10 years? It was so stupid. And so they started talking. And here she was, 9 months pregnant, about to become a single mom. The dude took off. And she was an international flight attendant. like those two careers, those two things don't go together, right? Like, how do you leave your baby, a newborn, for 10 days at a time? Like, you can't do it. And so she was terrified. She had no idea what she was going to do. And so she ended up getting started with her business. And I can remember doing that presentation because I knew that the money that it was going to take for her to get to training, to get herself started in the business with, back then it was $4,000. It was every penny she had. And if it didn't work, she was going to be in a really tough place, and it was going to be, I was going to feel some burden from that. But she did, and she plugged into the system. She came to First Steps of Success. She started doing the business the way Danny Johnson described it to her. She made $75,000 her first year. Yeah, didn't have to go back to flying. Today she's got four beautiful kids and just an amazing success story. Another woman, her name was Kimber, she got started. She was an interior designer, making over $100,000 a year, but working 80 hours a week. And if she stopped working, she made no money. So she knew that if she ever wanted any kind of a future, she was going to have to find a way to make either a lot more money or be able to create a residual income like what we were doing. She came to a First Steps of Success, and she basically asked Danny flat out from the crowd, how do I make $100,000 this year? And Danny laid out the system, part of what I'm going to show you tonight, and she followed directions day after day after day, step by step by step. She'd be in the morning. She would call me up. And she would be super excited. She'd have all these things she wanted to do and the people she wanted to talk to and da-da. We'd do some things, some three-way calls or whatever. The afternoon, she'd call me up. She'd be totally in tears. Somebody had said no. Somebody had told her she was stupid. Somebody would, you know, whatever it was. She was just crushed. And then by the evening, she was doing a home presentation, and she was on this roller coaster. Her first year, she made $125,000. And she went on to become the top producer in our company for three consecutive years, completely changed her life, and really has done some amazing things in the business. And back then was an example for us as we went forward as somebody that was really had no excuses and was going out there. So that's a little bit about my story, you know, working with Danny Johnson and basically just putting people in front of Danny Johnson. We would just put them in front of First Steps of Success or in front of a conference call or something like that, and things would happen pretty well. How many of you guys have brought people to these events before? Have those people's lives changed? Yes, right, for the better. And so that's exactly what happened. Sometimes people didn't do the business, but their lives still changed. Sometimes, you know, they had changes in totally different areas than they thought possible, but it was always a positive thing. A few years later, we kept working. We're making a lot of money at that point. Our business grew to about, we were doing about $250,000 in sales every month. And we were doing, so that's about $3 million a year. There's 14,000 people in our business. Danny's business was dramatically bigger than that. And we started in this little teeny town called Redding, California, which is where my wife grew up and where we got this one little group started. And within a few weeks, it was 40 and 50 people. And within a few months, it was several hundred people. And within about a year and a half, 2 years, that little group alone was doing well over $100,000 in sales a month and had spread to 50 states around the United States. And people were building business every single night in homes and living rooms and hotel rooms from that little town. How many of you guys are in a little town? How many of you guys have sometimes a thought in your head that there's not enough people in my town? It's too small of a place. Everybody knows everybody. We had 4% of the entire town was signed up in our organization. Like, every single person knew about what we were doing, and it just spread out from there because we taught a simple system of which we've been teaching on stage on Saturday nights from First Steps. Back in January, we kicked it off with, you know, talking to, like, how to expose your business and how to get new leads and things. Then we went into, last time we did a presentation for you. We did a live presentation on stage. How many of you guys were here for that? That was a ton of fun, right? And tonight what we want to do is go into a little bit more about how to put some structure in your business and use a Saturday training and a weekly schedule that can eliminate a huge amount of time from you so you can really leverage the time and do some group presentations that will get you results that you never really thought possible. How many of you guys could use that? All right, so this is the stuff. Just to quick finish up my story, I went on, Danny retired again. She did that occasionally. And so she retired, and my wife and I were having some kids and stuff, and we were kind of on, still working our business a little bit, but not super serious about it. I mean, we're not as active as we had been, which was a beautiful thing because we really got to experience what our industry promises, which is a residual income. How many of you guys have been promised that and haven't quite achieved that yet? Some of you guys have, cool. But it really promises time freedom, a lifestyle, financial freedom, those kinds of things. We got to experience that during that period where we were having kids and our checks kept coming and it kept growing even while we weren't working on our business at all. That was really a blessing. And we've still today, 22, 23 years later, get a pretty significant check every single month from a customer base that we built over almost a quarter of a century ago. So that's pretty awesome, a testament to our industry. I went on to be, Danny sold her company, which is where we started building, to another company. I later became the vice president of the international markets for that company. Traveled around the world, literally all over the place, crazy places like Papua New Guinea. Because do you know where that is? You know, or Japan, or there we go, a couple of guys do. Papua New Guinea is this little teeny island, and there's like 2.5 million people on this island. They speak 800 different languages. It's crazy, right? And then we went to places like Japan, you know, which is completely different. Dubai, Abu Dhabi, places in the Middle East, Kuwait, Qatar, all these places. Of course, Canada, Caribbean, Mexico, those kinds of places. And everywhere I went, there's a couple of things that were in common. Number one, everybody wanted something better. How many of you guys got started in your home business because you wanted something to change, right? And that was an opportunity, a new opportunity for that. And that's kind of what people were looking for. In most countries outside of the U.S., not most, but a lot of them, they don't have the same kind of opportunity we have here. And so when they saw an opportunity to make some extra money, even a little bit, it was like, wow, there's nothing else like this. So they would jump on board and they get started in their business and they get moving a little bit and they'd make some money and they'd be going along pretty good for a few weeks and then it kind of plateaus and then it started to drop down. Have you guys experienced that in your business? You get the early rush and then it kind of flattens out. And then sometimes we would run over to another, let's go back to the Philippines, and we talk to them about the next steps and we get some new people going in the business and we teach the old people their next steps and they get things rolling again. And I go back to another country and I, you know, 3 months later, I come back to the Philippines and it was flat again. You guys experienced that? It's like these ups and downs, and you're like, wow, how do we get past this? And you know, that's when about 11 years of that, 200,000 miles on an airplane every year, I was getting a little burned out being away from my family and all that. It sounds glamorous, but it's not. when you're on the road for 7 nights and you're in 5 different hotel rooms, 2 nights are spent on airplanes, 5 nights in totally different hotel room every time, you're just exhausted by the end of that, those kinds of trips. And so I decided I wanted to do something different, and that's when my wife kind of reconnected with Danny at an event, and she went to an event, and we got reconnected, and Danny kind of pitched me on this idea of Smarter Networker. And I was like, wow, this is what our industry needs. This industry needs true, they need truth. They need good quality training at the moment that they need it. How many of you guys have started this business and you had some skills that applied to this business, right? You're a mom, you're a wife, you've been in business, you've gone to school, you've interacted with people, right? We're in people business. So we all have some skills that we take into this business that help us grow. But then at some point we realize there's some things that are unique about home business, right? It's like herding cats, right? Like, how do you lead a people? somebody got it over here. How do you lead a group of people who are not paid by you? Like, they have no, like, there's no reason for them to get up and do something every morning other than their own ambition. And so how do you get those people to get up every morning and do the hardest thing in the world, which is pick up a phone call or a phone and talk to a stranger about a business opportunity, right? And like, how do you get people to want to do that? And so those kinds of leadership skills that you'll develop in our industry are unique, and they're absolutely transferable outside of our industry, but you won't learn them anywhere outside of our industry. They're in our industry only. And That is what I really felt that Smarter Networker could provide, was some Danny Johnson training to the people that were hungry, what we call orphans in our industry, that don't have good leadership. How many of you guys maybe feel like you're that? If your leader's in the room, don't raise your hand. But, you know, we get started, and everybody's got the best intentions, but sometimes you get started with somebody who doesn't really know what they're doing. They're one day ahead of you, and maybe they really don't know what you're doing, and maybe the person that's actually making money is 20 levels up or something, and how are you going to learn from that person, right? You're never probably even going to meet that person. So when Danny showed me, you know, a long time ago what the concept of first steps was, where you get to go directly to the expert, the person that knows 100% of how to be successful in this business because they've done it, and get to learn directly from that person, eliminating all that, telephone or whisper down the lane. You know, if I told somebody down here a little secret, by the time I got over right here, it'd be completely different. By the time, that wouldn't even be recognizable over there, right? So if you're learning from people, and you're coming up and you're picking up the last little bit of maybe knowledge that this person might have, it's probably not going to be the same thing that they know down there, right? So the first steps of success Smarter Networker allows you to do is go directly to Danny Johnson and learn how to do this business properly. The other interesting thing is everybody basically needs to know the thing they need to know the moment they need to know it. How many of you guys have learned, like before you got started in the business, did you learn how to do a presentation? Probably not, right? So you only need to know that when you need to know it, right? So giving people on demand the information that they needed was really important too. And so that's what Danny's been able to do with Smarter Networker. And it's really helped a lot of people. We have over 250,000 people now that have used that training system in some way. And it's really, truly blessed a lot of people. So what we want to talk about tonight is how to make $2,000 in 10 hours. And this was what happened to me. We went on to help a lot of people do this exact thing. And what was fortunate for me is that I walked into a business that was already moving. And many of you might have done that. Do you feel like you've walked into a business in your home business that already has a system that's moving, right? So you don't have to invent it. The beauty of our industry is that a lot of us have entrepreneurial spirit, but we don't really know how to harness that, right? And the beauty of our industry is that you can come in with an entrepreneurial mindset, a passion to do something better, and not have to go through developing products and figuring out banking and moving money around and how to set up a compensation plan that's going to motivate people and all the things that go in building a company. You get to walk in for a few dollars, literally, sometimes it's free to start in a company, and get all these things that have been put together for you. And if you just follow the system, your business can grow, right? But what's the variable? You. Sucks. For all of us, right? It's like we've got some skills, most of us, but it's like we don't have all of them. And a lot of times we don't have the skill that's needed, or we come in because we love the product, but then we realize we have to learn how to sell it. It's like, uh-oh. But who's in that boat? Yes. How many of you guys understand, though, that it's if you truly believe in what you're doing, that it absolutely is your moral obligation to go out there and help the world with that product, right? You need to get over the thing that's stopping you every single day from picking up that phone. There's two reasons for that. Number one, the world needs you. My belief is that our industry has the best, most innovative, most exciting products on the planet. The reason is they have to. Our industry, because there's no other way to really drive this industry other than to have products that make a difference in people's lives or services that make a difference in people's lives that you feel good enough about, proud enough about, that you're willing to take the risk to go talk to your neighbor and your friend, right, and risk them saying you're stupid. How many of you guys have had that happen to you? You know, somebody hanging, don't call me anymore. Ah. It's okay. But we have to have phenomenal products, and I believe our industry has those products in it. And it's really our moral obligations to develop our skill set so we can go out and build an army of people that can take this product, this service, this opportunity to the world. Does anybody agree with that? How many of you guys understand that an army of people doing a little bit every single day is way more powerful than you being awesome all by yourself? Right? If you have 100 people who are not very good at it, but they're talking to people, they're going to get a lot more done than just you by yourself, right? So let's get into this real quick here. A couple things. Hopefully this works. There we go. The important number here is not 2,000. The important number is 10 hours. The amount of money that somebody makes in their first week or month or whatever is not all that important. What's important is they make something. Every one of your comp plans is a little bit different. The kind of money you can make for what we're going to describe here might be slightly different here and there. So don't fixate too much on the $2,000. Maybe in your company that what we're going to show you is going to make somebody $500. Or maybe in some of your companies it'll make you $5,000. There's somebody over there, yeah. It doesn't matter. What matters is 10 hours. And we're not saying 10 hours a week. We're saying in 10 hours of work, as fast as you want to put those 10 hours in, you can earn an X number of dollars. Okay? In my case, it was $2,000. First thing we want to talk about is a personality-based business versus a system-based business. Somebody back there, who said that? All right, there she is, Mary. This is really critical. If you were Danny Johnson and all her awesomeness, would you tend to create a personality-based business where you became the superstar? Or would you try to create a systems-based business? The right answer is systems-based, but think about it. If you were Danny Johnson and you could close anything that moved, anything that breathed, and were just unbelievably good at this, the tendency would be to kind of create a personality-based business, right? And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about. Here's a couple symptoms of what a personality-based business might look like in your world. Oops, sorry. First of all, you do all of the presentations. Anybody raise your hand about that? It's like, oh. How about you do all of the trainings? A lot of us, we start off and we get confident in it. We don't feel good about letting someone else talk to our people. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's like, oh, that guy's not as good as me. I don't think that guy's as good as me. I don't really want to put my new person in front of that person. I'm just going to do this one myself, right? Pretty soon we start doing all the trainings. So pretty soon we do get really good at them, but nobody around us can do one, right? You're always the top weekly earner. I say weekly because that's the income we get from enrolling and recruiting, right? Most of the time. So is anybody always the top? You don't have to raise your hands. Nobody's raising their hands. Wow, that's awesome. except for Luke down here. All right, and then you spend a lot of time working with your people. If your system makes you stop what you're doing and sit down with a new person to go over the products, you're wasting your time. And I'll show you how to fix that in a second. But seriously, if you are spending time sitting down with a new person and going through all the compensation plan and going through the products and going through how to build your business and going through the scripts and going through this and going through that and spending hours with those people, you're going to hurt. You're basically becoming a personality-based business and you're going to be spending way too much time. You are the team's FAQ page. You guys know what I'm talking about? How many guys start, your business starts to grow, and what happens? Like, everybody's excited, and they've all got questions, right? And who do they ask? You. And what do you got to do? Sorry, can't answer that for you. Everything that takes you away from the one thing that makes you money, which is talking to new people, you should not be doing, all right? You need to lead by example. And the term leader in our industry is very much misused, in my opinion. A leader is not necessarily somebody who knows it all. A leader is not somebody who shows up at the meetings and stuff like that. A leader is out there leading by example, doing something that's growing their personal business every single week, enrolling new people, growing, moving up to a new rank, that kind of thing. Benefits of a system-based business. Number one, you're going to raise up an army of great presenters. How many would you love to have people that are way better than you doing presentations? How many would like to have people in all 50 states doing their own presentations without you? That's what we built using the system we're going to show you here in a second, okay? You always have several top earners on the charts. How many of you guys have like a top 10 list in your company for the month, right? We had one of those in our company as well. And every single month, Danny Johnson's team usually had 6 or 7 of the top 10. Many times our team had 3 or 4 or 5 of those. because of what we're about to show you. So can you imagine how fast your business could grow if people are ranking up and moving up all the time? You are in control of your time. How many of you guys would like that? This goes for any kind of business, not just network marketing, home business, but any kind of business. If your business is running you, which is a very common thing, you're going to feel like out of control, you're going to get burned out. That is going to become very unattractive. So wouldn't it be better if people were attracted to your lifestyle? Danny tells this story every once in a while. I happen to know the exact day and time and the person she talked to, her and Hans, about this, where he said, "You could never close me." And Danny says, "I can close anybody. You couldn't close me. Because you guys do not have anything that I want. Your life sucks. You hate each other. You're stressed out about money. You know, things are out of control. Why would I want what you have?" And that's what shocked Danny into realizing that she had to build more of a systems-based program. All right. First thing you got to do. Oh, do you guys want these slides? Are these going to be helpful, do you think?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, at the end, I'll give you a way to, I'll send those to you if you want them, so you don't have to, no problem. Okay, you can draw this on your page, though, if you want to, a little diagram like this. Set your schedule and keep your schedule. Does a business have business hours?
Yes.
Does your business have business hours?
Yes.
What are they?
11 to 5, Monday to Friday.
What? When you have time. What if your brick and mortar business was open when you had time? I'm not making fun of her, because this is where most people are at. Like, and how often do you have time? Almost never, right? So either nothing happens in your business, or the business starts taking over all of your time. What happens when that happens? Is your husband excited and supportive of your business? Your wife or whatever, I mean, it just gets worse and worse, right? So we're going to set your schedule, and you're going to keep your schedule. So it's important that you set a schedule that you can keep. Now, I understand 100% there's a lot of things more important in your life than this business. Your relationship with your God, your relationship with your spouse and your family, your traditional job that's paying the bills that I hope you are so grateful for, and taking this kind of training this weekend and putting into that, becoming an employeepreneur in your current work, because you can never go from having a bad attitude at work to flipping the switch and having a great attitude and go and build your business. It doesn't work. Most people start off with a traditional job and they have this on the side. So literally most people, this is a couple hours a week, if they're lucky. And so what we want to do is show you a way to do it in just about 5 hours a week that will get you some good results. Okay, first thing you want to do is schedule out 2.5 hours for your Saturday training. It does not have to be on Saturday. But ours was on Saturday, right? It could be during the week. There's no limitations to how this training can be administered. You could do it live with a group of people, which in my opinion is the best, but I also understand that lots of people's businesses are spread out all over the country or the world. Am I right? All right. So how you do it, when you do it, isn't as critical, but you want to schedule about 2.5 hours for this, and we're going to go through an outline of that 2.5 hours here in a minute that's going to give you exactly the strategy and the outline for that. We did it on Saturdays in the mornings. My little scribble over there, you know, in that window. Yeah, how do you guys have done Danny's time secrets? Does your calendar kind of look like that, like scribbling, right? Okay, so we're just going to use scribbles. So that your Saturday training has got a lot of value to it. This is the missing piece that most people, what I've been hearing lately, they don't do this. How many of you guys do some kind of weekly training?
Yeah.
How many of those people do one that covers more than just your products? It's products and business. Okay, cool. So we've got maybe 10, 15 people here that do actually have a Saturday training that goes over the whole opportunity. Yes, ma'am. Business presentation. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Please feel free to raise your hand. This is super informal tonight. But that's going to be your main time, chunk of time during your week. The next thing is a 1.5 hour group presentation. Okay, in our case, we actually, for a period of time, we actually had offices and we did 8 business presentations a week in a Saturday training. But for the example I'm showing you tonight, we're just going to use 1 business presentation during the week. We also have one on Saturday morning, right? So now we have two business presentations a week. But one of them is going to be, let's say, Thursday in our example here. It could be any day of the week that you choose that fits your schedule, that your family agrees and supports you on, but it's got to be kept. And that means you do it even if nobody shows up. Who has had a business presentation where nobody has showed up? Awesome. Did you guys do the presentation anyway? Yes, who did?
Live video.
Who didn't? Okay, do it. Do the presentation, even if no one shows up, okay? You'll get better. You'll start to memorize your script better. You'll start to, every time you do it, you get better at it, right? And then you're going to spend an hour to invite the people for your business presentation. All right? How many right now, if you go and you invite somebody and they say, yeah, I'll take a look, what do you do? Great, can I come over to your house right now? Right? And you drop everything to, and now your life's out of whack, right? So in this case, what we recommend is you just set a date and time that you're going to do a presentation, and you get on the phone and you call people to invite them to that presentation, that one and only presentation. That is, there's only one presentation on your schedule at any given time, and that's the next one. You do not tell somebody, oh, we do seven of these a week. You can just come whenever you want. Or it's live. You can just listen to it whenever you want. There's one event. And if they miss it, that's a bummer for them, right? That's the way you're going to promote it. So on Wednesdays or even Thursday morning, get on the phone and be inviting people to your Thursday night business presentation. In my case, I've told this story a few times. I came out of that first steps of success, and I scheduled a home presentation on Tuesday night. And at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, my now wife Kristen, all 98 pounds of her, came over to my house and when setting up a product display, and she said, "Okay, cool, it's looking good. It's all set up. How many people you got coming, Brian?" I said, "Well, I was thinking maybe we can move it to Thursday, because I haven't had a chance to really get on the phone and da 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 da." And she said, "You know what, Brian, you're showing me that you're a coward." She actually said it much. Are there any kids in the room? Said, "Brian, you're an effing coward." And I can remember that I was sitting on the couch and she was standing over there and she just looks at me like, and she's like, "You are an effing coward." And I'm like, "You're right." And so I got a hold of the script. Like, we didn't have a beautiful script book back then. We had a stack of Xerox copies. And I picked up the shortest one I could find, which is now on page 31 of your script book, called the opinion script. It's two sentences, right? I read it to my friends. I called up my best friends, nine of my very best contacts. These were sales reps for Nike and Adidas. They were an executive who had just retired, was looking for a home-based business. These were quality people, the best people that I knew. I read that script to nine of them. I sounded like a robot. To my best friends, I'm like, "Hi, this is Brian Niederhaus. I'm really excited about this opportunity. I'd love to get your opinion." Like, "Brian?" This was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. My presentation was at 6 o'clock at night. Eight of the nine showed up. I'll tell you all the exciting things that happened later. But anyway, so you're spending time previous to your business presentation to fill seats at that presentation. Group presentations are efficient for lots of reasons. One-on-ones are not. Yes? Whatever. So her question is, are we inviting them that day or the day before? It doesn't matter. Usually what I found is you give people too much time and something happens, right? Something comes up. So usually 24 hours is about all you need. Like I said earlier, we did 8 business presentations a week. Sometimes we had 20 minutes before and somebody would make it to the presentation, So you just don't know. Your goal is just to talk to as many people as you can. Yes, ma'am. It's a great question. So her question is the presentation on Thursday just products and then Saturday everything? The answer is no. The presentations are always the same. The business presentations. In our system, we always showed everything. We showed the product. We talked about the company first. We then talked about the products. We then went through the compensation plan. We talked about first steps of success in the training system that we had. And then we asked for a sale. Every time. It took us 30 minutes. Yeah. Do you have customers? Yes, you could. So his question is, it's a great question. He's a graphic artist. He's a graphic designer. He said, can I apply this to my business? And I asked him if he had customers. And the answer is absolutely yes. How much better would it be to do one presentation of your services every week or every day than 20 every day? Right? So absolutely you can do it. And especially in your case, if you're doing it on the internet, most likely people don't even know that there's other people on the presentation maybe. Or if they do, great. It doesn't matter either way, right? We'll take a bunch of questions at the end, okay? But we'll probably answer a lot of your questions as we go. Thank you, Chad. All right. So here's the goal of your Saturday training. Number one, it is to handle objections. Many times when they're coming to the Saturday training, this is the second time that they're taking a look at your business, okay? So they've already seen a business presentation, which could have been that an hour ago at your Saturday business presentation, or it could have been on Thursday night in our example. Either way, right? Because you're not going to answer all those questions that they're going to have. You're going to promote that they come from the business presentation that they saw to your Saturday training. That's where the questions are going to get answered. That's where the emeralds are going to get all the information they need to make a good decision for themselves. That's where the sapphires are going to get to meet some amazing people from all over the area. That's where your rubies are going to get to see from some of the top income earners in the company. I mean, that's where the pearls are going to get to hear about how we're changing the world with our charitable programs or whatever it might be, you know. So, but Saturday training is where all those objections are going to get handled. Okay, number one. Number two is to get them to get started with your top business package. How many of you guys have a top business package? How many of you guys don't sell many of them? Everybody that's serious about a home business should be starting at the very top. Yes, ma'am.
What if your company
what if the company doesn't have one? Well, they got to have something, right? How do they get started with something, right?
Yeah, I guess there are two options.
Okay. You got to get them to start at the top. What happens at the top business package? They make more money, right? Because they usually hit a rank, and that usually gives them a higher commission amount, right? It gives them some inventory, generally speaking. Now, not every company is going to be exactly the same. So if you've got very specific questions like this, I'm happy to answer them afterwards. And then also I'll give you my email address and you can crush my inbox if you want to. It's totally fine, right? But basically our goal is to get them to the place where they can make the most amount of money with the least amount of effort. And that's usually at the top package of your company, right? So that's our goal there. It's also to get them to the next event. In our case, it was First Steps to Success. Danny did one every single month. In your case, Danny does one every 6 weeks or 8 weeks, something like that. Plus, you've got your corporate events, right? And you might have other events around that are going on as well. So whatever your next impending event is, that's where you want to get them to. And then the last thing is to book a business presentation with them in their warm market if they haven't already done so. Okay, so those are your four goals of a Saturday training. And this is what it looks like. First thing you're going to be doing is talking about your compensation plan. But it's not to educate them about the compensation plan. This presentation will educate them absolutely about the compensation plan, but will also give recognition to every single person that's in that room. The most powerful thing that you can do on a Saturday is give a ton of recognition. You know what your people are doing. The company, your corporate company, has no idea that Sally, who just signed up 2 weeks ago and is terrified to death, picked up the phone for the very first time. They have no idea that somebody put out their very first flyers and got their first call and made their first product sale. They can't tell that stuff, right? But you can. And this is a way we capture all of that. So as you're going to, what you're going to do in our case, basically you're just going to go through our old compensation plan and you guys can you do your own thing. But what we would first do is say, okay, how many consultants do we have in our room today, right? And the consultants would stand up. And to get started as a consultant, all they had to do was start off with a $39 starter pack and one bottle of product. That was it. So how many consultants do we have? They'd raise their hand, and they'd stand up, and then we'd give them a little bit of an applause. We'd then talk about what is the next position, which was called manager in our company. As a manager, you have to do $2,000. That can either be you by yourself or your entire team combined, right? There's two ways to get there. You can either buy that a manager kit, or you can go out and collect a bunch of consultants, and when all your volume adds up to $2,000, you become a manager. Now, as a manager, you're going to make an extra 10% commission on all of your consultants, and you're actually going to be making 30% retail profit now as a manager. How many managers do we have? They'd stand up. We give them a round of applause, right? Same thing with a director. Director, you got to be able to do $5,000 in sales. You can do that either by yourself or as a group. You can buy a $5,000 package, or you can build your business to that. With all your managers and consultants and customers, adds up to $5,000. You now earn the director level of pay, which is a 40% commission on retail sales, a 10 to 20% commissions on your managers and directors, and now you're getting a 5% override on every other person that you help get to that director level. The minimum income for a director is $1,000 a month. How many directors do we have in the room? Boom, they'd stand up, right? We give them a hand. And so we just kind of go through our whole compensation plan. We'd go all the way up to the one level above the highest level we had in the room. So if we had a 2 or 3-star director in the room, we'd go up to 4 or 5 stars and show them all the way up to the top of the comp plan. Yes, ma'am. In your room? If it's just you, this is a great question. You're just getting started, okay? So it's important that you show them maybe up in that case to a 1-star director. Somewhere they're making a couple of $1,000 a month. And you don't have to use, if you're the only person in the room, and let's say you're a manager, how do you build a business like this? You tell stories about other people. You just collect stories. This is all about stories. Everything we do here is about stories. So this is what your board work is going to look like right here. A lot of times we would have directors stand up and at some point and tell us what they did to get started. And throughout the entire presentation, you're handling different kinds of objections. So if you know somebody who has a great story about they sold their sofa to buy their starter kit and last week they made $1,000, you want them to share that story. Because somebody else is going, I don't have the money, but they could go have a garage sale, right? So that kind of stuff is really important. So we've shared tons of stories throughout this whole thing. This is what you want your room to look like. And this could be on a webinar, this could be in a live room or whatever. But the point is that the person at the front of the room, is all they're doing is bridging between stories. And people are standing up and sharing their stories. So no matter what their success story is, we want them to be standing up and sharing that, right? So this is where you find out that somebody, you know, put out their first batch of flyers. They sold their mom some products and she liked them. You know, that kind of stuff. This is where the greatest recognition comes in, because it's the recognition that is for brand new people that is going to get that person who hasn't done anything yet to do something, right? So that's really a critical thing. Now, the rest of our board work kind of goes like this. There's 4 barriers to everybody's success in our business. The first barrier is our product barrier. And so this is the training part. So we'd be talking about 15 minutes on your products. You hear what I said? 15 minutes on your products. How many of you guys go like an hour and a half? 15 minutes on your products. There's a reason for that. Most people in the room are not interested in every single ingredient that's in your product. They don't care about this blend or that blend or this thing or that thing. What I highly recommend you do is share a little bit of interesting information about your product. What makes your product different than the competition's? Maybe it's how it's manufactured. Maybe it is some little mystery ingredient. Maybe it's some, I don't know, whatever, right? But the point is that most people don't care. They don't care what's on the back of the label. They care about what's happened to people using that product. So when you have people in the room that have stories about your product, and you go for an hour and a half explaining the ingredients and never tell a story, you've lost everybody. Because people don't care what's in it, they just care does it work. 15 minutes includes stories. Absolutely includes stories. We had a weight loss product, we had an energy tonic, and we had a skincare line. We went through the very brief overview of those, and we had people tell stories. 90% of the time we spent was telling stories. Stories are everything. You hear Danny's talk about it all the time. Facts tell, stories sell. More so here and right now than ever, because the bottom line is that what these stories are doing is they're overcoming people's objections. Oh, I heard that product has this ingredient. I heard that ingredient is really bad for you and this and that. You know, it's like, oh, I heard that kind of sweetener is not good, or that's not 100% natural, or yada, yada, yada. But they don't really, they just got out of McDonald's. They don't, you know, it's like, come on, dude. You know, did you get the ingredients off your freaking vanilla shake that not even actually food, it looks exactly the same 6 months from now? Yeah. No. Right? But you're giving me crap about my vitamins? Come on, man. I don't know. All I know is, boom. Right? Story after story after story. Somebody raised a question. I heard this ingredient on da-da-da-da-da. What do you say? Boom. Right? The information that you guys like to share isn't all that important, and it also is available on your website, and your people can go find it if they want it. You don't need to go into that kind of information. It's about the results of the stories. We had a weight loss product. We had this one lady, every single time she'd tell her story exactly the same. She'd say, yeah, I was putting on weight, and I feel one day I walked in, and I stepped on the scale. Boing. Stepped off the scale. Kicked it. It was broken. So I got on the weight loss product. I mean, every time, exactly the same, right? And so, but she lost like 30 pounds or something like that, and she was looking great and feeling good, but her story was so powerful because it was her. It's like she was telling this is what happened to her, and she was not a salesperson by any stretch, you know, but her story was super memorable and helped us sell a ton of products, right? That's way more important than anything else, right? All right, the next barrier, the retail barrier. This is where you need to actually help them make some money. How many are in a product-based business? Like you've got a product that you promote and sell, okay? One of the fastest ways that you can help somebody make money, and one of the ways that's often overlooked, is retail sales. Not every company allows you to do it this way, but a lot of them do. And if you have a retail profit to be able to be made, one of the easiest things to do is sell products on a retail basis. Okay, and so your goal here is to help them, to teach them the system to help them make $100 in the next 48 hours. If you can help somebody make money, they will get them through past more objections than almost anything. Because all these, I don't know, they just came over to my house and they did this thing and 12 people bought products and I made $500. I don't know. All I know is they don't know how to not say that, right? So making them some money is so critical, and giving them a system to do that. So whether that's through, you know, in our case, we had flyers. So people would buy a $4,000 box of weight loss products. There was 40 boxes of weight loss products in there. How many of you guys think that they were pretty motivated to sell those? Most of them hadn't told their husbands or their wives that they bought it, right? So they're like, yeah, there's a $4,000 charge on our credit card. So they're ready to get rid of that product, right? And so if they sold that product, they'd have $800 in profit in their pocket. So we would help them, we'd put together little flyers, and we'd help show them exactly how to do flyers. Many times after our Saturday trainings, we were doing flyers anyway, so we'd bring them along with us, and we'd just do flyers. It was awesome. You might do home presentations in your business. We had clear backpacks. You guys ever seen those a long time ago? They were awesome, right? And then we just pack them full of products, and they just carry them everywhere they went, like to the grocery store. And then somebody behind them would go, what's that jelly bean weight loss thing? We had a jelly bean that was awesome. Yeah. Right? I mean, they're so cool for conversation start. Buttons, anything that you can do to create attention and get people talking about your products and sharing stories that you get them to make a sale, will get them some money in their pocket. Okay? How many of you guys have a retail opportunity in your business? How many are taking advantage of that? Some, okay, cool. But this is a really great place to help them make some money. But the bottom line is, what are you building? In your business, what are you building? A customer base. If you were here last time, that's exactly what we talked about, building a customer base. Today, 22, 23 years later, we still have about 200 or 300 customers buying some sort of nutritional product from our company, which has now gone through it's been bought twice now, so it's in its third different company, same exact organization, still buying products 23 years later because the products work and they started this way, right? Nobody's building a business, nobody's doing anything like that, but we still have product users, still checks flying around, all that kind of thing. So this is a really important thing. So sharing some sort of way that they can now go out and make some money. It's got to be simple. I recommend you share one way. If you have if your system and company has a system to do that, share that, okay? Next thing is the enrolling barrier. And here we're talking about buying or enrolling either wholesale customers or business builders. So your business presentation should be 30 minutes long. How many are longer than that? How many are longer than an hour? Wow. So how many people can do an hour-long presentation? Like, not even that many in this room, right? So how is it going to duplicate? It's not. The presentation, I truly believe this too, folks, is that every one of us right here needs to learn how to do a good business presentation. Because if you're sitting down with a good friend of yours having coffee and the conversation kind of goes to what you're doing and they're interested and want to know, what are you going to do? Oh, why don't you go to my website and some guy's going to talk about this other thing. That's just weird, right? Don't be weird. Except, well, dang it. Yeah, don't be bad weird. Only be good weird, right? Yes, exactly. So I mean, seriously, like be normal. Like, but if you can't, like, if you get all nervous and try to go into salesman mode with your best friend, it's like, it's ugly, right? So just be comfortable to do a good presentation. A good presentation could be done in 5 minutes. What? It just depends on what level of detail you give, right? And if you share 20 stories versus 10 stories, that's all business. Like, how many of you were here last time? We went through this, right? We did a full business presentation, including meeting and greeting all the people and closing in 20 minutes. The entire thing, comp plan, products, company, training, everything. Who was here for that, right? So it's totally possible. So keeping it super simple and making sure your business presentation is the same everywhere you go. Have a script for it. Have an outline for it. I'm going to give you some resources at the end for Danny Johnson's business presentation outline. How many of you guys would like that? For a 20 to 30 minute business presentation. And then we'll give you some other resources too. So, but keep it simple and teach people how to do that presentation. This is their at least first presentation. They've seen at least one other presentation at this point. They may have seen two. Remember, if they got started on Thursday night and they came to your business presentation / training on Saturday, they've now seen two business presentations. Right? So, next time in Dallas, we're going to go through Danny's 3-meeting plan. How many of you guys have heard about that? How many of you guys think it's a on-the-job training system? It's not. It is one of the most powerful lead-generating systems I've ever seen in my life. How many of you guys could use unlimited free leads forever? Of warm market people. That's what it does. As well as create duplication and leadership. Facts tell, stories sell. The story, the business presentation is story after story after story. And the 3-meeting plan leads. So this is something that a lot of times we would leave that business presentation and go do a presentation for somebody else. And we'll show you how that works in a second here. Okay, so that's one of our goals of this thing is to get a business presentation booked. And so we would always do the very first presentation for them and their people. And then the second one, they would do the first half of it, which is the product and a little bit about the company. And then the third one, we'd have two different people do the first and second half. And then the leader would be just cleaning up the mess because there would be a mess. But it's awesome. All right, next thing is the final barrier is training barrier. How many of you guys needed to be sold to get here? Like you needed to be, like you saw some results, you saw that, but somebody had to say, dude, you have to get here, right? Okay, this is where we do that, okay? So we're talking about the benefits of coming to First Steps of Success or one of your corporate trainings, whatever you've got going on, that's going to take a little bit more commitment from them and why they need to be there. Learning the skills that are going to move their business forward is exactly what we're going to be focused on. And this, the best thing you can do is just have people stand up and share stories. Because people would go to First Steps. I made $400 my first month before First Steps. I went to First Steps. My next month after that, I made $2,000 in 10 hours. Because they learned the skills there. So you're edifying First Steps of Success. You're edifying Danny Johnson. You're edifying your next corporate event. Whatever your next impending event is, there's only one next event, right? So you're not edifying a corporate event if you're coming to First Steps 2 weeks before that. Right? So you're edifying whatever the next event is all the time. Okay. Now, the other thing we would do is, so these would take about 15 minutes each one of these. And then every week, we would put a little extra time into one of those four areas. And we did this strategically so that in our system, how do you have a monthly system where you, if you hit a certain amount of volume in a month, then you rank up to the next level, and then that's now you're that level, right? And you get paid differently. How many of you guys have that? Okay, about half of you. How many of you guys don't have that? Just whenever it happens kind of thing. Okay. So most companies have some sort of deadline. And so when you hit a certain amount of volume in a month, that puts you up, or there's some other impending event that makes that happen, right? So what we're going to do here is put some extra focus in, like, the week one, at the beginning of the week of the new week of the month, we'd be talking about the products, because we probably just closed a bunch of people. They're sitting on $4,000 in product. And they're like, uh-oh, what did I do? You know? And so we're talking about more about the products. Week two is about retailing and getting rid of that product, right? And we've focused on that in every week, but now we're really going to put a little extra effort into that. Week three, we're in the middle of our month. Now we're looking for new people, new business builders, things like that. So we talked more about enrolling, doing business presentations. Week four was always right before First Steps of Success, the week before. And that's where we were really edifying First Steps of Success, telling stories, getting people registered, and bringing them to that. In your case, you might want to do it a couple weeks ahead of time, but whatever works for you. Put a little extra focus on one area per week. So your total training is going to take about an hour and 15 minutes. And again, it's lots of stories. Okay? So we're back to our weekly schedule. Here's the next week. So we put in 5 hours in our first week. The first, on Wednesday, remember we made a bunch of phone calls. That's something you have to do. Nothing works if you don't do that. How many of you guys hate that part? Who's in our prospecting and closing class? Wow, look at all you guys. Awesome. How are you guys loving that? Wow, the story's already. What? Thank you. It's tomorrow night, actually, because it's only Saturday today, right? So, but yes, homework is due on Sunday night. I believe the link is live, so if you want to turn in early, you can. But yes, for those of you that don't know, once in a while, Danny does something called a prospecting and closing class. She's done two of them this year, two series of them, which is unheard. She's never done that. Like, as long as I've known her, she's never done two in 1 year. And so we're right in the middle of there's 150 people in it, and they're just, the numbers are off the charts. They're doing so good. A lot of them are here. And so this is like, they're like, when I say, I picked up the phone for the first time. Wow. Like, that is powerful. I made 100 dials. We had somebody post in the group. They made 100 dials for the first time ever. Who is it? Was that person here by chance in 1 day? Just some crazy milestones that they're hitting. Signing up new people, getting closes. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff happened in that class. By the way, if you are in that class and you are in need of leads, if you use cold leads, Lori is in the back there. So after the, can you stand up? She's in the dark. There she is. She is with a company called Earn Pro Leads, and she's really an awesome lady. She has actually been in our industry for a long, long time, and she is not going to sell you leads if you are not qualified to buy them. She truly understands that there's a skill set that's needed to use them properly, and there is a cost to them, right? So she's not going to want you to get started with something that's not going to work for you, so she'll ask you some questions about what the type of company you use or you have, and then also your level of skill, and then she'll set you up with the right program. If you're looking for cold leads, it's a different skill set than talking to warm leads. So there's that for you if you want. There we go. Cool. All right, so Wednesday, you're picking up the phone, you're making your dials. Thursday, you're doing a business presentation. Let's say how many do you have to call if you want to have 5 people at a business presentation? 15, 50, somebody said. A lot, right? Just call, like call. So if you got an hour, you should be, how many dials can you make in an hour? 29. That's about right, actually, yes. Yeah. It depends. If you've reached them and talked to them, then they can't come. Then it depends. I mean, it depends on. I wouldn't say just keep hammering on them. At some point, you're going to have to go to the direct script and say, "Dude, you're on my list. You're not coming off until you see this thing, right?" So yes. I'm sorry. The question was, if you call 20 and 17 of them can't make it, you actually talk to those 17? Yeah, some of them leaving a message, whatever. How often do you keep calling them back? And, you know, if you've got a, I would say for the first couple of weeks, call them. But then if they just keep disappearing on you, then back off for a while. But at some point, there's a script for that. And it basically, hey, you got to check this out before I take you off my list. So, but anyway, Thursday night, if you want 5 or 10 or 15 people, we usually told people to call 20, and we'd expect 4 or 5 to be there. It's kind of our numbers. So if whatever it is, but then from Thursday night, even if they don't sign up, even if they have a ton of objections, even if they're not interested, you're promoting that Saturday training to them where they can get more information about the products, about the opportunity. You can hear from some leaders who've gone and done it. You can learn our system, all that kind of thing. And we'll handle all of your concerns on Saturday, right? So a lot of people would come to Saturday. And then also you had more people coming on Saturday for your own business presentation. The following week let's say you schedule a business presentation on Thursday night. That's your night to do a business presentation. And somebody in your Saturday training says, yes, I want to do this with you. Great. Here's what I want you to do is on Thursday night, we're going to be at your house. And I need you to call 20 people on Tuesday and Thursday. Or Wednesday and Thursday for your presentation. Here's a script. Go after it. Okay? So they're going to go call their 20 people or 50 people or however many you ask them to call. And then you're going to also do the same thing. You're leading by example. So even though you're doing a presentation at somebody else's house, you're inviting your own guests. You look like a freaking rock star when you show up with more guests than they have. Like, they're like, whoa, you're serious. Yeah. So showing up on Thursday night, you spend your Wednesday, you do your Thursday, and then everybody's going to Saturday, and that's now where you've got all the people that came the prior week. Those people are doing stuff. Sometimes you can have 2 and 3 people doing one home presentation or one web presentation, whatever system you're using, and then driving everybody to that Saturday training. Now you've got 2 or 3 times as many people. People are getting started at that point. They're starting to see activity and momentum happening, and that's what gets people buying their packages, right? And so in our case, the package was $4,000 for the top package. There was a $2,000 option. I'll show you what happened with me. On the Tuesday coming out of First Steps, which is, let's say, Wednesday here, I did what I told you about. I called 8 people, or 9 people. 8 of them showed up on Tuesday night. Nobody did anything except one person bought one bottle of product ever, like 23 years later. Nobody's done anything from those 9, 8 guys that showed up, the best guys that I thought were going to crush this thing. These were like sales reps for Nike that were just crushing it. Like these guys were the best salespeople I knew, pretty much. Not even one of them bought a product, I think, out of pity. it was ugly. I found out that was my sponsor's now wife's first business presentation ever. And she had like 8 ruby men just grilling her with questions, and she got crushed. But it was.
Are you saying that?
You call people when you have time. So whatever you've blocked out, like if you know you've got noon on Wednesday, because that's the way your schedule works out, Your kids are in school or whatever. I mean, whatever the thing, you've got that hour, right? That's the time you call for whatever time you scheduled for your meeting. You're in control of your schedule, right? An ideal situation would be kind of like Wednesday, Thursday there. You could call Thursday morning for a Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening presentation, something like that too. Whatever works for you. Well, in our case, it was always Saturday. So yeah, you definitely want to, you don't have to have it on a different day, but usually it is on a different day. Because that gives you a chance to do a second business presentation on that day as well. So now you've got two presentations, yeah. Yeah, and it could be. So her question was, is everything always in the same location? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know, depending on your system. In our case, we did have a hotel that we used every single Saturday. We had outgrown people's homes. Usually within 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to outgrow the living room when you get 40 or 50 people in there. So you've got to go to a hotel room, and everybody pitches in $5 and covers the cost of the hotel room, right? Other times you're in homes. If you're just getting started and you haven't done this yet, just do it in your living room. You know, there's lots of free rooms you can find at coffee shops and pizza parlors, things like that as well. Yeah. Webinars, this works great for that. Absolutely. Same exact thing. Yep. In fact, you could use these slides on your webinar if you wanted to. Sure. Okay. So what happened was on my Thursday presentation, nobody did anything. I sold one bottle of product, made like $8. On Saturday, I went to the Saturday training with my head hung low. And the next Monday, one of the women, the only woman that I invited to my Thursday presentation, walked into my bicycle shop. And she was a sales rep for 14 different cycling and outdoor gear companies. She was on the road, spending $30,000 to $40,000 a year in hotels and travel expenses building her sales rep business. She also had a severe thyroid problem, and she got started on the product, right? She had a significant positive reaction within a couple of days. She showed up at my Thursday night presentation. That night, she got started with the top package. The next day, she invited everybody she knew. Her husband was the coach of a college soccer team. She had like 25 people show up for our Saturday training presentation. We did $25,000 in sales in the next 3 weeks. That's how I made my first $2,000, was because we found one person. That went crazy. Stories. She had a great result on the product. Things took off. From there, we built probably a $50,000 a month organization from that lady back there. Yes. So the question was, you take everybody from Thursday and take them to Saturday, and then also you bring new people to Saturday morning, right? So you're doing two business presentations a week, basically. So you can, you know, bring people to both of them. If you don't have time to do that, just do the one presentation on Thursday and then do your training on Saturday. But usually what will happen is somebody won't show for Thursday. You'll follow up with them, say, hey, well, we're doing another presentation on Saturday morning. Come on down for that. Yeah. Yeah. So the question is, this part of the three meeting plan? It is. This is part of it. So what we'll do is next time around, we'll go through the three meeting plan. We have a lot of training on that on our website as well, smarternetworker.com. But basically, the three meeting plan is helping people get started with their first presentation. I would do the first presentation, the entire thing. They would be taking notes like crazy. Now, usually their first presentation is actually the third one that they've seen. So it's not foreign anymore, right? So they're taking notes. We've given them an outline. The next presentation that we do, I'm usually getting somebody else started from their group, and we do their first presentation, which is now my first person's second presentation. They're doing the first half. I do the second half, right? That new person's watching, taking notes. So before you know it, this thing is totally going crazy, and we're filling up rooms all over the place. Yeah. Yeah. So what we did was we did a 10 a.m. business presentation. We go from like 10 to 11 total time. That was including all the welcome and greeting, the edification, like we did the last first step. So we showed you how to do that. And then so we'd be done at, let's say, 11. And then we would take about a half an hour to 45 minute break. And then we'd start up and do our Saturday training, which is about an hour and a half to 2 hours, something like that. Let me finish this up real quick, and then if you guys have some more questions, we can go. So here's some resources for you. The Smarter Networker blog, if you go to smarternetworker.com, click on the blog, you're going to find a ton of information. Go there and search for Saturday. You're going to find four blog posts there. And in those blog posts, one of them, there's a free Danny Johnson audio training where Danny goes through all of the stuff we've just talked about. And it's powerful. Like, she goes through every single objection that you're trying to crush. And she goes through, like, absolutely everything that you're going to be doing in that Saturday training. This is sort of an outline of that presentation, okay? So you can get all that audio there. There's also a bunch of audio that I've edited from Danny Johnson that you can actually use in your Saturday trainings. How many of you guys do a conference call Saturday training or a webinar Saturday training? You know, you could use the audio that we provide there and play that in your training. It works out really good. There's a bunch of good stuff right there for you. The next thing is search for great presentation. And that's where you're going to find Danny Johnson's outline for her presentation. And that's the one we showed you last time at First Steps Success. You can do that presentation literally in 10 minutes, or you could spend an hour doing it if you wanted to. But it's designed for about a 30-minute presentation. Also, the pro membership at Smarter Networker is $99 a year. It's a crazy good deal. There's over 250 hours of training on Danny's seven-step system, which she's going to go through tomorrow. And it's designed for home business people. We've organized all the content by step. So let's see, how many of you guys are not great at presentations and you want to get better? Okay, there's a whole, like, there's probably 25 hours of training on how Danny Johnson does a presentation in there. Right? Audio presentation. You can download all of it, put it on an MP3 player, and take it with you. Okay? And just listen to that until you're killing it on the presentations. There's all sorts of, we just dropped in the Flyer Frenzy program as part of the pro membership now. The Facebook Frenzy is in there too. How many of you guys use social media for your business? Okay? That's a whole new skill set for that. And there's a couple of core things you need to know about that. There's two things about that. One, strategy, which is, you'll find that on Danny Johnson's social media empire program. Product? Anybody have that? Awesome, awesome audio. It's part of the Danny Johnson University as well, but that is really the strategy, the overlying purpose of how do you use social media properly in your business. So the tactics on how you use social media change all the time. How many of you guys have been on Facebook and seen all the changes? It's like stuff that was working last week doesn't work anymore, right? And that's going to happen forever. So social media can be a very time-consuming thing. And so you've got to know, like, the core strategy, number one, and then from there, the tactics change, and you got to keep up with all that. But there's some great training in there in the pro membership on how to use that. And then if you want these slides, just shoot me an email at brian@smarternetworker.com. If you have any questions specific to your company, I'm happy to answer those for you. Anything about anything when it comes to home business, we'd be happy to do that for you. So we've got about 10, 15 minutes if anybody has any questions. Yes, ma'am. Can somebody run a mic?
I think my brain probably just shut down. And I hope it doesn't sound really stupid, but your Thursday class is the same as your Saturday class.
Sort of. You're promoting your Thursday class, thank you. You're promoting your Thursday class when you call people, but then you're making them come back to the Saturday class for the same thing?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they don't know it. They don't understand. They don't remember any of it.
Okay.
Like when you go through a compensation
plan. Kind of like me right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. So repetition is the key to everything in our business, right? So okay. Her question is a great one. Your Thursday and your Saturday are the same. Yes and no. So the Thursday is only the business presentation. It's only that 30-minute business presentation. Friday or Saturday, I mean, is a 30-minute presentation plus about a 90-minute training, right? So the first parts are the same, but then the training part is different on Saturdays. Every business presentation we do had both the product and the opportunity and First Steps of Success training promotion in there as well. Cool. Any more questions? Yes.
Do you have a good day and time, like for an evening presentation that works well?
What day and time work the best? There isn't one.
Like 6 o'clock, 7, 7:30.
Yes.
Or does it make any difference in your?
It doesn't. They're all going to work. Some people can make it. Some people can't. But that's why you do more than one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question. Yeah.
So sorry.
I'll repeat their questions too if Tony can't get stuck.
So I have a question. Yeah. You talked about leading with the highest package. My company has three packages.
Awesome.
The highest, and then you come in at a couple of different options.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend just talking about the highest level or talking about all three?
Great question. We always started at the top and promoted the top. And then if they couldn't do that, then they would usually take the next one down. And that would get them going in their business, give them some inventory, get them some commission level. I mean, it was a good thing for them. And then later they could upgrade to the top package, and that's what would happen on Saturdays.
And at the initial business presentation?
I'm sorry. At the initial business presentation, you did mention all three, or did you
Yes.
really just focus on the top one?
We covered all three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Any more questions? Yes.
So I'm wondering, I know you said the first one can be a webinar. Can you do all of these a webinar? Do you think that the second one should be in person for the presentations?
Question is webinar or in person? Personally, I think face-to-face meetings are always the best option, mm-hmm. always. The next best thing is either a live webinar or live conference call, not recorded. Next after that is recorded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're close to somebody, I would recommend doing your very first presentation face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever you want to duplicate in your business, whatever your system is, that's what you want to stick with. You don't want to bounce around and do it differently for each person. You want to stick with one system because that's what you want to duplicate in your business.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Cool. Where did the mic go? Oh, she's running a mic for us. Okay, awesome. Who else got a question?
What would you say to if you're not selling a product but a service? Would it be kind of the same approach, or because you're not?
You're selling a service. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically the same thing. You're just telling stories about the benefits of your service.
Okay.
You know, and is there a financial opportunity behind it as well?
Just an initial investment.
Like, yeah.
There's not levels.
Right.
That's not, you know, just the initial investment.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever your presentation is, I mean, you can modify this to fit just about any business model. If you have questions about specifically how to do that, you shoot me an email. I'd be happy to give
okay.
you a call and talk about it
okay.
for sure.
Thank you.
Yes, right here.
If somebody comes to your presentation and all they're interested is in the product, because you led with the product too, would we want them to come on Saturday if they're just interested in the product?
Great question. Her question was, if somebody's only interested in the product, should they come on Saturday? Absolutely, because we're going to be giving more information about the product at Saturday training, and the reality is that everybody needs to make more money. And the reason they're scared, they don't think they can do the business, that's the only reason people don't do it, is because they're fearful that they're going to fail. And at that Saturday training, they're going to learn that anybody can do this thing. Because look at these people, they're making money, you know? So yes, absolutely, that's an objection that they have, and our Saturday training is designed to overcome those objections. What if they don't come? No, just keep calling them until they come. No. Yeah. No. So the question is, they came on Thursday, they became a customer, they didn't want to come on Saturday, and they never come. That's great for now. Their situation will change. Someday, if you follow up with them, give them great service as a client and a customer, they will eventually take a look. Yeah, some people it takes a little while. Absolutely. Just give them great service. A couple more questions. Tony, right behind you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. So if you have a team and you're building right now
yeah.
and you're implementing, we have a presentation system where we're doing it. Is this just for my presentations if I do one Saturday? We right now have 1 to 2 presentations a week that I'm leading, but I'm working with a team member that is learning this 3-meeting system.
How many meetings have they done?
2.
Okay.
And I've done four.
Okay.
So if we're really new in this. We were in the prospecting class, so we're implementing the scripts now.
Awesome.
So when you're looking at the number of meetings, is it that the person that is working with me and learning how to do the scripts and everything, we've done the one where I lead, the second one where she watches and closes, and now she's doing her first on her own. Do we schedule them on two different days? Do hers count as one of mine for the week?
If you have new people there.
So I can just push people to her meeting. If we just have one standing meeting on Tuesday and then sub in new people to do that call every week, and that all counts for all of us.
You want to count your own efforts.
I'm still sending people there, but when you're saying you set up a meeting and then your person's going to be doing it and they're going to be setting up a meeting, you were doing eight a week.
Yeah.
So my question is, can we still stick to two and all use that Thursday call where I'll do it once a month.
Yeah.
My other person will do it the second Thursday. The other person will do it. And then we swap out and eventually I get out of it and
train a new day. Right.
You know what I mean? So we have two people that are doing it at the same time, and
I'm like, how do I do my calls?
Because we're also doing referrals.
Go pull up the blog and pull up the three meeting plan, and you'll see a whole article on exactly how that works. You've got the basics down, but you need more people. Like if you're doing presentations, if you've done four and she's done two, and you don't have anybody else yet, you have a problem with prospecting or closing, which is why you're in that class, which is awesome. So, you need more people to start that process moving real quick. Who's next? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Brian, you were talking about asking or sharing the top down with the products. So what's if they don't agree with the top? Are you asking them to share with you what their need is and then find that spot? Or how do you...
The top package will always meet their needs the best.
But what if they don't agree? How do you lower them to find where their spot is?
So we went over this last time around with from a top-down sale. But basically, if they're saying, no, I can't do that, I don't have the money for that, whatever, then say, great, the next level down is this, and you describe the benefits of it again.
Okay, so you actually step them down one by one until you find a level?
Yeah, because most people don't start with a top package the very first time they see a business presentation. It's at the Saturday trainings when they're going to upgrade to that.
The other question I had was, you're sharing both the product and the business part on both events.
Everyone, yep.
Right. So how do you close both clients at the same time in one event?
You ask them if they're a one, two, or a three, and we did a one, two, or three close. So in the presentation, you basically, a number three is, I'm not interested at all. This isn't for me. I want to try the products, but I'm definitely not into the business. Second, number two is somebody who's kind of sort of interested. They got a lot of questions. They don't really know what to do. Number one is who we're looking for. That's somebody who's serious and ready to go right now. So that's the end of your presentation. And then your closing circle that we did last time, basically say, are you a number one, a number two, or a number three? They do not get out of their seat. Yes, you're closing them on the product and the business. So they're saying, I am not a business builder. I don't want anything to do with the business. I'm a number two. Great, let's get you set up at this package to get you all the products so you can start getting the benefits for yourself, right? Something like that. But there's a lot of training on smarternetworker.com on closing. So you can, there's a lot of those kinds of questions are answered there. Yeah, a couple more questions.
Just really quickly, it actually goes well with that question. So for a presentation online, do you recommend that the presenter would try to close the group or that you would actually try to recreate sort of a virtual splitting up into and each person
that's,
who invited?
That's a good question.
Because you demonstrated that last time and it was amazing. So how,
So the question is, do you try to do the same type of close on a virtual presentation and a face-to-face? It depends on your skill set. So some people are great closers. They have an awesome presentation, and they can close the whole group. But I usually try to do a one, two, three close and then have them talk to the person that invited them on to the webinar. And then that person's job is to follow up with them, ask them, and then ask them, are you a one, two, or three? That's the only question you ask, and that'll get you an answer, you know, that kind of thing. But sometimes, you know, some presentations are designed as closing presentations. That's more of a Saturday training, really, which is really a closing event, too. So. Her question is, like, do you ask them if they, what do you like about what you saw? That's the second way of closing, and that's very possible if you want to use that type of a close, for sure. If you can handle objections well with stories, they're going to give you three or four or objections. If you've got five or six stories, you can handle all those and get them closed, right? But if you're doing it like in a group presentation, we always do the one, two, three close. There's a lot of different methods of closing, for sure. Yeah.
You had said for the retail barrier to to make $100 in the retail.
Right.
But we want them to do the business. So how do we transfer?
Great question. So basically, to make $100, we would do it one of two ways. We would either have them go out and put flyers out. In our system, that's how we did it. There's a lot of different ways to sell products, right? Some people do, you know, health fairs. I mean, there's a million ways to do it, right? So that's one way. The other way you can do it is to do a home presentation. And if somebody says no to the business, they say yes to the product. And then but they don't want to commit to an auto ship. They buy it at the retail price. And did the same basic thing, right? So most of the time with new people, we would do it through warm market, through some kind of a home presentation. That's because you're warm. The most valuable thing that your new person has is their list of resources. The people that they know, right? So if you can get that list from them, and when we talk about the three meeting plan next time, we'll show you exactly how to get that list of 200 resource people from them, so that if they fail and they quit next tomorrow or whatever, you still got a list of 200 people that you can call from them. Okay, yeah, at least 200, sometimes 2,000. Yeah.
So let's say that the leadership team that we have are not that aware of first steps to success, and we've been plugging in and we want to start connecting our team. What would you recommend? Because they have all these other events going on, and it's like a ton of events, and then adding one more to the list. But we want our team to connect here.
Right.
What do you recommend?
This is a great question, and my opinion on this is this, that number one, it's your business and you are the leadership team. So you have to decide what events are going to grow your business. In our case, when we were building business, we had a corporate event every quarter for a while. Every time we had one of those, our sales would drop. Every time. Now, what would happen would be, because they don't know how to close business at those things. They're designed to build belief and credibility in what you're doing, but they're not going to upgrade people. Right? So what we would do is we would attend those events, we'd pack it out, it would be great, but we also knew we were going to see a 10 to 20% decrease in our new volume every time because they didn't do any closing. So then we'd come out of that and we'd go build again, and we'd have two or three months building that way. So looking at what your events are designed to do and the actual results they get, not what they say they're going to do for you, but if you take your people there and they sign up and they get busy and they go to work, that's awesome. You want that, right? Let those people do that stuff for you. But a lot of times those turn into very personality-driven events. And if there's no new people there, I'm not saying there is or isn't, but all of a sudden they start talking to the old people and starting to, your business is dead. So you got to get out of that and start building a new system that's going to create new blood all the time. But my opinion is, just because it's a corporate event doesn't mean you have to go. Like, if I had a choice between a corporate event and First Steps, I'd be here. This is where people learn how to do. So, I mean, it's, but some people just, for whatever reason, they don't want to fight their upline. They don't want to deal with the pressures, all that kind of stuff. And they just keep going to those events because that's where you have to go. Not true. There's huge value in some of those, though. I'm not saying don't go. But I'm just saying your business, you decide what event is going to get you what result and what your business needs. And you set up a system and you drive that system. It is your business. Anybody else? Yes.
So if somebody's just starting out, and they want to set up meetings and places for people to come, and, you know, what would you suggest as a original cold calling list? What source of would you use for cold calling? And also, is there a script to do so?
Great question. If you're brand new, where do you get your leads and what scripts do you use? The script books are in the back of the room. There's two script books. It's called a script book bundle. Between them, there's, I think, 70 different scripts for all kinds of different situations. So what I highly recommend everybody does with the script books is read them cover to cover one time all the way through, then go back, read them a second time with a highlighter, and highlight the scripts and the phrases that really kind of resonate with you, right? So now you can pick the script. The two or three scripts that are going to really fit your situation, and then you can use that script over and over and over again until you're really good at it. Where you get your leads is most people by the age of 25 know over 2,000 people by either face or name. That's where you start. Does that answer your question? Yes? No? Yes? You don't want to talk to the people you know? Why? Here's the thing. This is your. I'm so. Thank you so much for being honest about that. A lot of people have the same belief that you have, and unfortunately, it's not accurate because it's not your job to play God with your contacts. You don't know what people need. If I had not gotten started in this business, I look like a successful businessman. Nobody knew I was $500,000 in debt. I look like somebody that had it all together. I was driving a nice car, had a business, riding $5,000 bicycles. I looked like I had it all together. I was in a really bad spot. So had Kristen said, you know what, Brian doesn't need what I have, who knows what would happen, you know? So it's not our job to judge. It's our job to show them everything. They get to make the decision for themselves. So don't rob the people that you know and love of the opportunity that you have. That opportunity is changing people's lives every single day. It's changing their financial situation. It's changing whatever your service, product, whatever it is that you're selling. It's changing their lives for the better in some way every day. And it is helping people get out of debt. It is stopping people from killing themselves, literally, when they go. I mean, that's what our industry does. And it's not our job to pick and choose who we're going to show this to. If you absolutely cannot talk to your own people because of whatever your beliefs are right now, then talk to Lori back there, and she'll set you up with some cold leads. You can make those cold dials until you get the confidence to start talking to your warm market. Okay? Awesome. Anybody else? One, two more? Oh, here we go.
One issue that I have is, when I'm inviting people to presentations, they don't pick up the phone, like their schedule, whatever. Do you recommend leaving a voicemail or sending a text immediately, or what do you do in that situation?
I personally don't believe in text messages for this kind of stuff. I think it's super impersonal and super lame. There's a lot of trainers that will in about a couple of weeks, we're probably going to get a ton of text messages from people who are going to another training, and I think it's ridiculous. So we are in network marketing. We're a people business, right? So the more personal we can make this, the better. There is a strategy that Dani has for leaving voicemails. She has a first voice. So you call three times. First time you leave a voicemail. Second time you do not. The third time you leave a different voicemail. Those voicemail scripts are in the script books. Okay.
Cool. I got it.
Text messages in this industry, I don't believe are a good solution at all. Yes, ma'am.
Do you train people how to tell their story?
Yes. Great question. Do we train people on how to tell your story? Absolutely. Short and sweet, have them tell their story. Anything you can say, so what, to, cut it out. We used to have to stand on stage in front of the audience and tell our story, and the entire audience would yell at us, so what? And Dani Johnson would be sitting right there. And the audience is, so what? So what? So what? But we got good, man. We could tell our story in 10 seconds. We could tell our story in 30 seconds. We could tell a 5-minute story. The story I told tonight was about 10 or 15 minutes. And there was no so what stuff in there, right? So you can share your story in 10 seconds, or you can share your story in 10 minutes, depending on how much of the detail you share, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, it doesn't matter. Like, anything that's going to create a so what or some sort of negative response, you don't want it in there. You just want to tell where I was, what I did, what happened, right?
And then in your 1 hour of inviting, what if people call or text you back out of your scheduled time to work?
Great question. That's your call every time. We showed you a 5 hour every other week program, basically, or two, like 10 hours a month in that situation. If you've got a little more time than that, then reply. But stick within your schedule. If you're not working, you're not working, right? And maybe they have to come to the next one. Sorry you missed this presentation, but hey, good news is we're doing one on Saturday. I'd love to have you come with me.
So then we reply when we scheduled our time to work then?
I wouldn't even reply.
Oh. Okay.
Until you're working again.
Okay.
That's what I would do. But I'm not very nice most of the time, so.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for doing this training for
Yeah, you bet.
It's super, super helpful.
Good.
I just have a quick question. So if you have your friends, a lot of your friends on Facebook, but you don't have their number, would you recommend like doing a video for them and like leave it on there or like a voice message through Facebook? How would you recommend contacting
them?
Like,
if you don't have their phone number?
Yeah, if you just have like their Facebook, you know, the Facebook account.
Yeah. So there's a couple things you can do. Jackie O'Quinn, who's just an awesome rock star at this thing, he calls it forming to the phone. Okay. So on social media, you can start a conversation and then form to a phone call.
Okay.
You know, if you want to do a Facebook phone call or video call or whatever, and everybody's in agreement, I mean, that's fine too. It's basically the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So that works as well. But just don't leave like a salesy video message that looks like you're trying to sell them, you know?
Yeah, because would you recommend obviously like forming them first, like getting in touch with them, forming them before you start introducing the idea about the business, like to figure out why it would be important for them, or would you just like send the message about the business?
It depends on your level of closeness at this point. So you saw Danny today just do an amazing job forming somebody. Mm-hmm. So if you're familiar with them, but you haven't talked to them in a while, you probably want to do a little forming first. Maybe you don't even invite them on the first call. But I would be pretty bold.
Okay.
Because if you get a hold of somebody, you don't know if you're going to get a hold of them again, right? So,
right.
Form them for sure, but say, hey, the real reason I'm calling you is that this is what's going on. I'd love to have you take a look at something. I don't know if you probably don't, you know, need to make any extra money, but you might know somebody that does. I had a list of 6,000 people from my bicycle shop that I dialed through and basically said, hey, you know, I closed my bicycle shop, but the type of person that was our best clients was also a perfect fit for this company, and we're looking for athletic people that want to help our wellness company grow, and this may or may not be for you, but I'd love to have you come take a look at what we're doing. We had tons of people coming.
It's a great
from
idea.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Can you give us an example of a bad story and a good story?
Yes, bad story versus good story. We should probably just do a training on telling the story. Maybe we'll do that included for next time. This is a great, great training. It's super critical and important. It makes the difference. We used to, when Danny would call for stories, we would like literally, like I showed you a picture of it, of people standing up, people would jump out of their seats like, wham! And then it would like rapid fire, 10-second stories, and we have like five of them done in a minute. And it was so powerful because, hey, my name is Brian. I used to own a bicycle shop. I got started in this business. I got some training. I came out of that thing. I made $2,000 in 10 hours. Today, my business is doing $250,000 a month. Boom. So that's a good story. So a bad story would be like, yeah, you know, this girl walked in my bike shop, and I didn't really want to buy her product. She was really pretty, so I bought it. And then, like, a couple months later, you know, she had me come down to this thing, and I went down, and there's all these pretty women there. And look, so I, you know, yeah, I wanted to get started, but they wouldn't let me get started. So, thank you. Have you guys endured those stories before in your presentations? Like, and then my left toe was really hurting because of this thing, and I got diabetes. Oh, and my uncle's got diabetes, but he doesn't want to do anything about it because he's just, you know, whatever. And so, right? That's the difference. Questions? Yes.
My question's on a little bit different vein. My husband and I are business owners, and we have a sales force. We're trying to figure out the training portion of this. So what my question is, I hear you teaching people how to go out and network to them. I'm wondering if this, and this is my first time to an event like this, so I don't really even know the extent of all you offer, but what I'm thinking and hoping, do you have something where we can send our sales agents online, because they're all over the country and all over the world,
awesome,
that they can come and learn these techniques without me standing in front of and teaching them every week, because we have other things that we're focusing on.
Awesome.
Do you have something like that, product like that, that we can connect our sales agents directly to what you're teaching all of these wonderful
you
people?
Bet. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank okay. you for coming out this weekend, too. I appreciate you and kind of encouraged to ask that question. It's awesome. Yeah, we have a couple things. First off, first and foremost is the free 30-day boot camp at smarternetworker.com. This is 30 hours of training. It's day 1 hour a day. The first 3 days will work for any type of business. It is home business focused, but what type of business? Is it more traditional business, or you can just yell?
Okay, well, it's a traditional business model, but our compensation plan is 3 levels.
Okay.
So we have a
perfect. Yeah, no, I understand. Okay. What kind of product or service do you sell? Okay, perfect, yeah. So, so you need to get them in the 30-day boot camp. The first 3 days will change everything for you. The very first call is crazy great. Yes, smarternetworker.com, email, phone number, or email and first name you're in. And basically what will happen there is that they will get access to 30 days. We're going to send them one email or two emails a day, get them plugged into the audio call for that day. They can also access it right through the website. But the first 3 days will completely change how your sales force acts, talks to you, everything, how they look at the opportunity that they have that you've given them, how they treat your business. It's a game changer, right? And they will not have any more excuses after the very first day. Danny will absolutely crush every single excuse they could ever think of. They'll hear Danny's screaming in their voice. That's an excuse. And excuses are well-planned lies. Like they'll be ringing in their ears, right? And it will absolutely change everything for you. So that's a great starting point. And then, of course, getting them here to get them directly in front of Danny and get them to learn right from the master. So, awesome. Yes.
So I actually don't have a question. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for starting to have this Saturday night session, because I think it was January was the first one, and literally like this year I've made more money in home business it's because of these Saturday night events.
Awesome.
Than I ever have in my entire life.
Thank you.
And like really this 2 hours is worth the entire price of the entire event.
Thank you so much. That's so kind. I really appreciate that. Thank you. My goal, but just so you guys know, my goal is I don't want to be the one up here all the time. I'd love to have those of you that are using this system, Danny's system, having success with it, to be up here either doing some of it or all of it, and be so that this becomes a true community of successful home business entrepreneurs that are helping each other learn Danny Johnson's system. Some of you are 10 times better trainers than I am and can relate to a whole different crowd of people than I could ever relate to. And if you're out there having success with using these principles. Danny, you know, because she's teaching such a wide range of people now, she doesn't dig into this kind of material as much anymore. So she's given us these 2 hours in a month, and I want to drive this thing. I want this thing to be exactly that, a reason to come to this First Steps to Success. You know, the rest of it is awesome material that's going to give them a foundation, but this is the specific stuff. So I also would love any feedback that you can give me. At the last, at the end of the event, you'll get an opportunity to give some feedback for the event. If you could just write in there what you think of this presentation, this idea anyway, and then anything specifically that we can do to help make it better, we'd love to do that for you too. Yeah, one or two more questions. We've got a few. Like, you guys can don't feel obligated to stay if you don't want to. But I want to cover.
All right. So this is also my first time.
Awesome.
My question: I do not have a home business of any kind. Where do I start?
Awesome. Where do you start? Great question. I actually don't want you to know if I want to. You might get like a lot of really good friends all of a sudden here. So, her question was, I don't have a home business. I don't know what I'm doing. What do I start? Like, leave her alone. No recruiting. A couple things you can do. Here's what I look for in a if I was looking for a network marketing opportunity, I would look for field leadership that had a working system in the field. So if you found somebody that's making a ton of money and doing it right out in the field, like attend some of their events and some of their trainings, seeing what they're doing, if their values line up with yours in this kind of training, Danny Johnson, then that might be a company to work with. You also can go talk to Lori back there, and she can turn you into a lead, and someone here can buy that lead and call you. And if they read you a script, then they're worth working with. If they wing it, no. Okay? So there's a couple of ways to get started, okay? Yes, sir. Yeah, his comment was choose a product that you're passionate about, and generally speaking, I very much agree with that. That was not at all what drove me in my business. I was about money and women. And my opportunity had both of those. So I also happened to be a nutrition and all that stuff, great, whatever. But there was tons of hot chicks, dude. It was awesome. So, yes, ma'am.
Hi, Brian. Hi. Thanks for everything.
You bet.
I wasn't able to be at the last Saturday presentation. Mm-hmm. I know that the MP3s are only available if you attended. Yeah. Are you going to do another plan sometime? Thank you.
Yeah, so our plan is to rotate through these same topics basically every year. Maybe more often if we figure out a better way to do it. But I also may take that video and put it on Smarter Networker as an opportunity. Would that work? Okay. So we'll edit it down and make it a little shorter and all that. But yeah, I would like to get that out there so people can do it. And there is some, like this training audio from the blog about the Saturday training that Danny did is killer. Like I had it transcribed and read through it. Oh my gosh, you know how awesome Danny is? I don't know if you know. I just like, I'm like reading this copy that came out of her mouth just on the fly and on a Monday night strategy call. And it's like, holy cow, she's good. You know, but anyway, listen to that audio. There's a lot of material on Smarter Networker already, but we'll try to put some of these other videos and stuff up there too. Any last questions? Yes.
Just wondering if the affiliate program is going to come back.
Great question. Yes. Yes, it is. I promise someday. This has been a really big, gigantic hassle. And so the question is the affiliate program. For Smarter Networker, we had an affiliate program that would allow you to get, when you get a new person started, and let's say you want to get them started with your script books, you could send them a link, and we would put them into a marketing funnel that would allow them to sign up for the free 30-day boot camp and get their script books, and get the Home Business Success Bundle, which is a different bundle of products. That is something we are working on, but we've actually made a major course adjustment to a radically better software package that we are building out right now. It's going to be spectacular and super exciting. So unfortunately, our original plan, we ran into several roadblocks that we didn't expect, and different types of tech wasn't talking to each other, and we found a solution, but it's going to require a couple of months of work on our part. But I'm not going to say even when we're going to do it, because we've promised it for almost a year now. So I keep thinking we're going to get it done, but it doesn't happen. Yes?
So just really quickly, thank you so much.
Sure.
Great job.
Thank you.
And for anybody else, so I was in the previous prospecting and closing class involving the script books. And for anybody else here that gets sweaty palms, heart racing, nervous when it's time to pick up the phone and you're worried about what to say, is there anybody else like that? Right? Okay. So, congratulations. You are now the future owners of all the script books.
Right.
So make sure you get those before you leave.
Yes.
And if you don't think that you need the script books, if you think you already know exactly what to say, congratulations. You're the future owners of all the script books, because as somebody who would arrogantly improvise and didn't think that I needed to stick to the script, I have learned the hard way. So just as somebody who has tried both ways, I have seen so much more success and less stress when I'm making these dials, and if there's anybody else who has experienced that too, totally. Like it is just less stress to even make dials. Don't leave this weekend without all of the script books available here.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Great
and,
message.
Sorry, and no. There are story pointers in the back. They're specific to your company story, yep. So for the question about storytelling. And then there's also a list in the back about words you do not want to use in conversations or presentations. So it's not just the scripts. There's also some other great content in there too. Yeah.
That's awesome. And we also, there's quite a bit of, I think there's 6 or 8 hours of audio and video training that come with the script books as well to listen to Danny Johnson do scripts, which is really, really powerful. If you are interested in leads, cold leads for your business, if you work cold leads or you are interested in trying them out, Lori back there has got a couple of awesome offers for you. Anybody that wants to just get some information about them, get them plugged in with them, she's got 3 $50 Amazon gift cards that she's doing a drawing for. So if you just fill out this little card right here, you're going to get into that drawing, and you're going to get also an MP3 of some training that Danny did that they use quite a bit in their thing, and then they've got 2 amazing lead bundles available for you tonight and this weekend. So Lori will be around all day tomorrow as well. So if you're into cold leads, this is a really great deal. Lori has been in our industry for a long time, and she's super ethical, and she's really driven to help people be successful with cold leads if that's something you want to do in your business. Not every business is really set up for that, but it works out really good. So, cool. Any more questions? All right, good. Thank you guys so much. Have a great evening. Get some rest. See you in the morning.